You know, I never cease to be amazed by the variety of business that we have in this community. I'm always so glad we don't, you know, just energy centric or just electronics. There are all kinds of businesses. And there's a small business I find particularly interesting. Ken Anderson's president and CEO of what's called Anderson Extreme Sports. They do business as Anderson Powerlifting. It is, and he ships stuff all over the world from here for powerlifting. And he also has a bunch of powerlifters in his stable. And Ken Anderson joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you were a powerlifter too, right?
Yes, sir.
But I mean, were you a power? And we were talking earlier. So you're in the real estate business around here for 30 years. But you were in the real estate business and a powerlifter at the same time.
Well, I got out of the real estate business and started training more powerlifting, and started working out every day, you know, lightly. And then I started getting pretty strong. So when I became 50, I said, "Well, I'm gonna do this competitive."
But you started at 50?
Yeah, competitive.
And that was 30 years ago, by the way.
Yes,
folks.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You started at 50.
Yeah, I started at 50. Entered my first meet up in Portland, Oregon. Just brand new. Never lifted like that in a big world championships, and won it. And I thought, this is easy. So I continued doing that. I ended up winning about 16 world championships. And then when I got 65, I decided to kind of retire and maybe help other kids, calling on schools and things like that,
yeah,
and showing them how to wear their gear properly. And that's when I started my company, Anderson Powerlifting.
So if you're a successful powerlifter, I mean, you can't just, you know, walk into Macy's or something and buy a shirt that fits, and certainly nothing that you can show off. So what does this gear entail?
Well, there's one of the things I was selling at that time was a piece of equipment you put on to wear to protect your shoulders, and it also helps you lift a little bit more weight without getting injured. So, but it's very important to have the right fit, the right material, and so on. So I'd go into the high schools and work with the young kids and show them how to put this gear on, and it would protect their shoulders and help them lift a little bit more.
Is this a big deal? I mean, is powerlifting? I live in a hole, I guess. I never hear about powerlifting.
Texas Powerlifting is the largest weightlifting organization in the United States.
Really?
Texas. When they have their state championships, usually they'll have them in Midland or Odessa or somewhere in that area, and they'll have 600 or 700 lifters that'll attend that weekend, and then the girls will also have their state championships, and they'll have 500 or 600 lifters.
And they're all wearing your clothes.
Yeah. A lot of them are.
Because I would imagine this is not a crowded field selling into this market.
There's only a few manufacturers that produce the products that we have. The one that I represent is out of Corpus Christi. It's made in Texas. And so, you know, obviously I had no problem selling this product because I used to wear it.
Yeah.
But
I know you operate out of you're in North Dallas, well, far North Dallas.
Yes, sir. I'm over on Davenport.
Is that because you want to be, or are you at the epicenter of powerlifting?
Yeah. Well, I selected two things when I moved to that area. First, I had to find a post office close by.
Oh, yeah.
So I got within a,
because you do ship all over the world.
Yes,
right?
We do. And yeah. I was within a block of the post office, and worked out of my my house until I didn't have any room left and had to go get a warehouse. And so I expanded, went over to, got my own warehouse, and started shipping out of there.
You know, we have a lot of, you know, Gold's Gyms, 24-hour fitnesses, that sort of thing. I guess these are all dilettantes. But is powerlifting, I mean, is it, I mean, it's for definition, right? I mean, abs and biceps.
Well, there's actually two descriptions there. One's a powerlifter and one's a bodybuilder.
Oh, that's right. There is a distinction.
Yes, there is. The bodybuilders are more for show, and the powerlifters are more for strength.
So if I wanted to do show, I would Should I go into, I mean...
You could go to 24-Hour Fitness and go on a diet and start doing a lot of setups. That'd be the best thing for you.
Well, okay. Well, it's just a thought. So you still grow in this business?
Yeah, the business has really been exciting. I took on a new product line about 6 years ago called SBD. It's a product that is made in England, and it's designed to cover your knee or your elbows. It works on your joints. It protects and supports your joints when you start lifting heavier weights.
This is that sort of stretchy fabric.
Yes, it's a neoprene rubber, and it can be used by the average person. I've sold a pair of knee sleeves one time to a guy at a booth, and I put them on him, and he tried them. He said, "I love them." I said, "Well, let me take them off." He said, "No, I'll just leave them on," because he was going to walk around. I was at the Arnold's Festival in Ohio at that time, and he just kept them on.
Is this Arnold like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And that's the Arnold Festival.
That's one. It's in Ohio every year, and obviously for a few dollars, you can get Arnold to come by your booth. So I've had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times.
Well, that seems like a good idea. Well, so... Personally, so you're only 80 years old right now. So
yes, I am.
You got to keep doing this for a while?
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's a great sport. I've met some of the strongest and nicest people in the world with this product. So I plan to continue. I've not had any health problems, no heart attacks, no strokes, no anything.
That coincidental, or do you think it's because of the barrel?
I think that the lifting has kind of kept me in shape and kept me healthy. I really believe that.
All right, so after I do my setups and get into shape, where do I go to get your equipment? Is it Anderson Powerlifting?
Anderson Powerlifting, yeah. It's on the website, www.andersonpowerlifting. And we have just about every product you want that, and like I said, it doesn't make you stronger, but it might make you lift a lot longer.
Yeah. So. Well, at least, I mean, even if I can't do it, I can look the part. Ken Anderson is the president and CEO of Anderson Extreme Sports, and he's been doing this a long time. It's good to have you with us. Thanks for coming by.
Well, I really appreciate you having me in.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.